It's Helping Hand, part of All Things Considered. Then we archive it online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, the 2019 Footsteps to Transition Fair, Saturday, November 2nd, Kapolei Middle School, hosted by the Department of Education, intended for middle and high school students with special needs and their family, loved ones, caregivers, to assist in making a life transition, exploring a range of opportunities for adult life, and in many cases, an adult life that is going to require an enormous amount of support. We're going to learn more today with a SPIN program specialist, and that SPIN is in the Special Parent Information Network. It's Amanda Ka'ahanui. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
Tell people who SPIN is and the kind of services you offer.
So parents call us, professionals call us. It could be about an IEP meeting. It could be about looking for services in the community and what that looks like, or just having questions about being a parent of a child with a disability. So we're there, I'm there, and my colleague Susan Rocco is there to talk story with families and help them along on their journey.
What's the funding for SPIN?
So funding for SPIN comes from the Department of Education, and we are housed in the Department of Health. It's a very unique partnership that we have. We have an annual contract that comes from the DOE, and we sit in the Disability and Communication Access Board.
Is there a cutoff, meaning so a child is 55 and they have disabilities and then parents are still alive to help them, would that parent still be turning to SPIN for support?
They could be, to look at what kind of services that they could find in the community. So we never turn anybody away. If someone has an adult with a disability that they're caring for and need to find something in the community to help them get a job, live independently, find volunteer, we're going to help connect them regardless. But our main focus is birth to 22.
Sounds like you still have some parents who are dealing with older children that reach out to you guys for help.
Absolutely.
So this concept of transition.
Well, when a child does not have a disability, we plan for them to go to college or get a job or go to trade school. We automatically think they're going to grow up, they're going to find someone that they love and have a family and move out and have a life. With a person with a disability, that can be a little more challenging. So families, they're taking care of their child with a disability, might say, can my child get a job? Mm. Can they live independently? Will they ever find somebody to love and start their own family? What does that look like for them? Because while they're in school, there's a lot of supports they may be getting. After school, adult services look different. Mm-hmm. And so families need to know what that looks like and how they can support that person growing into an adult and being a contributing member of society and having a really great quality of life. And lasting friendships that become part of your family, and then you want to find somebody. And so if you're just stuck at home all day, or you're in maybe a day program all day and not meeting other people, how are you ever going to find somebody? So trying to think outside the box sometimes. Like my student, he's 15. How is he going to meet somebody? Well, he's got to get to the school dance. He's got to go out maybe and get a job. He's got to get a volunteer gig. He's got to get out into the community, be a part of that community so the community is a part of him as well.
Is it also a girl who's quadriplegic versus a girl who has an intellectual disability?
It's for everybody to think about. And it's not only for the high school and middle school, it's really also for grade school parents to start thinking about, because we need to get into the mindset that our kids can still go to college, have a career, have a family, live independently if that's appropriate, or live in a group home with supports. Mm. Whatever that looks like, we need to start at an early age and have that in our brains as parents, that this is going to happen, that our kids don't have to be stuck somewhere, they don't have to be put aside,
right.
They don't have to be quiet or left in the dark. They do need to be part of our society. They need community inclusion to be a part of that, and for our society to see the value in everyone. Everybody has value.
And there are modifications and adaptions that can help to make that possible.
Absolutely.
For a lot of people. So that's an important thing. So this is about any kind of person with a special need. It's just as much for kids with a physical disability.
Absolutely.
Saturday, November 2nd, Kapolei Middle School.
This transition fair is for Oahu, for anyone on Oahu. It's 8:30 to noon.
And it's no cost?
Absolutely no cost.
And you bring your child with you?
If you'd like. I think it's really important to bring your child and start including them and having them also think about, what do they want to do?
Right.
We sometimes forget to ask our kids, what do you want to do? If you can, bring your child with you.
What exactly is there for them?
We're going to have it in the cafeteria, so it's a nice open space. We have resource tables, so we've invited community organizations from around Oahu that are working with people with disabilities in the adult sector. And then we will also have a panel of students and a speaker. So Leolinda Parlin from Hilo Pa'a is going to talk about transition and all of those things that need to get done. You know, you need to get a state ID. You need to start transitioning from pediatric to adult doctors. And all of these little tiny things that me as a parent, like, oh, yeah, right, I need to do that. And then we get to hear from students who are either going through their own transition in high school, or they've transitioned already. Maybe they're going to school, or maybe they have a job, or maybe they have a program they attend.
And the transition itself.
So when we talk about transition, it's usually high school to adult life or after high school. We really need to start talking about transition on the IEP in middle school. 14, 15 is still not too early to be talking about it. 16 is when you really start to dig down in what classes you're going to be taking. You know, where do you want to go after school? What does your life look like? And be planning for that in high school. So often we're talking about high school to after. For students with disabilities, that could, if they're getting a diploma, they're educational career at school ends when they get that diploma. So it might be 18, might be 19. They have up until their 22nd birthday to work towards that diploma. If the student is working on a certificate saying that, yes, I am going to school, I'm learning lots of really cool life skills, for the Department of Education, you have up until your 22nd birthday to get all of that under the umbrella of the DOE.
So you'll have lots and lots of organizations that service people with disabilities, and a lot of places that offer programs, I'm assuming, of different kinds.
Right, programs, job opportunities, volunteer opportunities, social activities, recreational activities. Just a lot of great ways for people to think outside the box.
I understand. There are more adaptations, not just with technology, but with just more thoughtfulness about including people and the potential that people have, because there are different kinds of jobs that need to get done that somebody could do with varying disabilities. There is the right fit. It's just a matter of the patience in finding it. When it comes to ways people can support this thing, if there are employers that realize, I'd like to try to find a way to hire somebody with a disability or provide some kind of give back to people with disabilities on our workforce, meaning I'd like to come to this event and make my company available so people can talk to us, and we want to try to recruit them for the sake of inclusion, because it is the right thing. And for companies who are new to this, but it maybe hear this segment and are inspired, you want those companies to, when I give this contact info, should they reach out and say, hey, I heard this thing on the radio, we want to be there at the transition fair?
Absolutely, we would love to have them.
Is that one of the goals for this segment?
First and foremost, we want families to come because we want them to start thinking about that transition process. We also want to invite organizations that are supporting individuals with disabilities to come, and definitely people who have an opportunity to provide a job with competitive wages for people with disabilities so that they can feel like they're contributors and that they're part of that community. So all of them are welcome. They can visit us on our website that you're going to give. They can come down in person and just walk around and look. You know, hearing the show today might be the first time that a business owner says, I never thought about that.
Right.
I never thought that we could do that. Come on down to the fair. It's free, and you can check it out.
And talk to somebody like you to say, hey, I'm interested. I'm curious.
Everybody has something to contribute.
And then any other ways that people can support the event? Are there supplies that you guys need? Can people make donations?
So if you'd like to support the Footsteps of Transition Fair, we are looking for donations for door prizes for families to come. So if you own a business and you would like to donate a cool activity or adventure for students and their families, we are looking for donations for that.
All right, here's the contact info, footsteps2transition.weebly.com, spinhawaii.org, 808-586-8126, spin@doh.hawaii.gov. Full interview, the radio feature, all of their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. Saturday, November 2nd, Kapolei Middle School Cafeteria, the 2019 Footsteps to Transition Fair. And it's 8:30 to noon that day. And a lot of different organizations on hand, and it may just include your organization, as it turns out. Amanda Ka'ahanui, SPIN Program Specialist, has joined us today from SPIN, which is the Special Parent Information Network. Anything I left out?
You did a great job. I really appreciate the time today. Mahalo.